Well, here's to a prosperous partnership.
I certainly hope so. I foresee a glorious future for Price and Jones.
First things first, I think we should discuss the ongoing treaty plans with Titan Base.
Yes, I quite agree. We need to decide just how much the Council of our fair citadel should invest in this arrangement.
Well, I should think wholesale investment is the only option. We can't risk a war with a moon base. They have a tactical advantage, and we may rely on them for supplies in the future.
But how much do we really know about them? Their crime rates are far higher than ours, and a full treaty with them could mean an undermining of the Citadel's independence.
We've got a dome all around us. We're cut off from the rest of the planet. How much more independence do you need?
You're behaving irrationally. This isn't a matter of peace. We're talking about national security. If we just... Wait. Wait, do you hear that? What is the meaning of this?
Oh, God. Not again.
It's all right. I know her.
But she just appeared. What is that thing?
It's fine. Not now. Elizabeth? Elizabeth, is that you?
No more. I've told you all I know. Just leave me alone.
Good grief, look at her hands. They're covered with blood.
It's all right. We'll help you.
Don't touch me. Please help. Don't let him touch me.
I think you should step back, Counselor Price. I'll take a look. Hand me that tablecloth, will you? There now. We'll wrap your hands like this until they can be seen to properly. My dear, who did this to you?
It was him. Price. He's evil. Don't trust him.
What? Is this true, man?
No, of course not. I've met her before, but I'd certainly never harm her. And I couldn't possibly do a thing like that to her.
Wait, you said you know her?
Yes. This is the woman responsible for my scarred hand.
I see. So you hurt her hands in return?
No, I told you. That has nothing to do with me. I haven't even seen this woman for years.
Her hands are quite bad. Some of her fingernails look completely detached. I think I know you well enough to say that you couldn't have done this. All the same, she did appear in your office from nowhere. My guess is that it's a Titan base trick to discredit us.
Perhaps you could get her some water, a med kit, and some brandy to calm her down.
Wouldn't it be better for you to go? She doesn't seem too keen on you.
Nonsense. Besides, it's my office. Elizabeth?
You monster.
I really don't know what all this is about. Please stop crying. I didn't do this to you. What possible reason could I have?
You want my machine.
Look, I can only apologize for our last encounter. I know now that the crisis was going to my head and it clouded my judgment for a time. But the pandemic is over now. The city is in much better shape, and I've been made a counselor now, so I'm really making a difference.
You're insane. You'll make a difference, all right. And it'll be the death of everyone in this citadel except you. I just came back to tell you that I hope the money is worth all the bloodshed!
I didn't take this job for the money, I told you that. I've only ever wanted to help people. Your machine could have saved lives back then, but it makes little difference now. They were difficult times, but we got through them. Besides, I thought your machine can't go back.
I fixed it when I was making repairs. I couldn't materialize until the damage to the console was undone. My hand... I've seen your future, and there's so much worse to come. You're a tyrant, and there's no means of depravity that you aren't capable of.
That's not me.
It will be.
Here we are. Let's get some proper bandages on there. I'll have one of those, too, if you don't mind.
Certainly.
Now, this is just a painkiller and something to speed up the healing process. There we are. All cleaned up.
I can't thank you enough, Mr.
Counselor Jones, madam. At your service.
Jones. Don't trust him an inch.
Is she talking to me or to you? Odd woman. You know, I think it might be better just to forget today ever happened. Not that anyone would ever believe us.
Did you believe her? What she said about trust?
Oh, look, she didn't have her brandy. Oh, well, waste not and all that. Cheers.
Episode 3, C, starred Tanya Milevich as Elizabeth Carter, Pete Lutz as Joshua Price, and Owen McEwen as Counselor Jones. This show was written by Lewis Blemings Derrick and produced by Tom Rory Parsons, who is also the composer and editor. All sound effects were created by Catherine Seaton, and artwork was made by Matt Leong. Thank you, everybody, for listening.